Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
We're going to make a vine. You guys want to be on a vine? All right, so when I say scoop, you guys say scoop and do some cheering here. You guys ready for this? Scoop! Yeah. Probably the best vine that's ever been made. We'll post that up later.
Or the worst. All right, we ready? Start the show proper?
Are we good to go here? Are we happy? You guys are happy?
Let's make it happen.
We're happy?
All right, I'm starting it. Doing it.
Here we go.
Come get some. See where
IGN Game Scoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN Game Scoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. This is Greg Miller.
Hi!
You can clap. This is Mitch Dyer.
I would also like some applause.
Yeah!
Mitch is from Canada!
Yeah, those four people.
And this is Casey Lynch at the end of the table. And we are joined today by approximately 1 million sexy people here in our live studio audience.
PAX East represents...
It is 12:36 p.m. and I am still hungover. That can only mean one thing. It must have been an IGN meet and greet last night. We had a really good time. Thank you all for coming out. We hope you enjoyed yourselves.
We disappeared, as we often do.
You know, I drank a lot.
That's the takeaway.
You just reach a point where I just got to go home.
Here's how the conversation went. Damon and I run into each other in the bathroom. And I'm like, I'm like, how you feel?
I was like,
I'm drunk.
What's this glory hole? I don't know what
this is. I'm drunk. And he's like, I'm drunk too. I'm like, well, when do you want to go? He's like, let's go now.
Is there
and I'm
a
like,
window?
All right.
Is there a window in the bathroom?
It's crunching some ice.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
We're here today to talk about something very serious. What is the best game of this generation? Well, hold on.
Jeez.
I like the enthusiasm.
Thanks for coming, everybody. We've been IGN GameScoop.
He just stands up. I've said my piece. Talk to you guys later.
I'm out.
We'll all get a chance to say our piece, and we'll discuss it. We've all come up with our selection, but we haven't talked about it beforehand. So
yeah, we've all been keeping them very close guarded secrets, Damon.
Yeah. So we'll put our picks out there, and then we're gonna get the microphone up here and let you guys come up and.
Well, I'll have a conversation.
Yeah,
because that's what IGN Game Scoop is all about.
You guys can tell us what you think the best game of the generation is, and then we'll all talk about it. It's gonna be really good. So I don't know. Should we just get things started off?
I want you to kick us off, Damon.
Go ahead. I'm gonna start us off. I humbly submit for your consideration Portal 2.
Yeah. Why, Damon?
So, it's not only is it the funniest game I've ever played, I think it elevated video game writing in general. Probably the best written game I've ever played also. I think the story, the arc that it follows is better than most movies that that I watch.
You get a chance to come up here and say stuff, all right?
And not only that, it did something that a lot of games did this generation. It added multiplayer to a single-player game that might not have seemed like it needed it, but in contrast to something like Mass Effect, the multiplayer in Portal 2 was awesome. It was a whole separate thing that stood on its own. Yeah. There you go.
You got seconded. Good job.
yeah. I don't know. So what do you guys think?
That's a great choice. That's a great pick. Okay.
Yep. Thanks.
That actually,
we like you.
That won our game of the year for 2000.
It did win.
It did.
So, yeah, we love Portal 2.
Yeah.
Very, very good choice.
Greg. Okay, so I guess if nobody disagrees, then...
Back it up, let's go.
It's not the one, though.
Greg, what were you going to pick?
I'm going to pick up the mic so I can drop it after I say it.
Okay.
Hold on, I don't want to knock over my water when I do it.
I'm going to get ready to yell at you.
Game of the generation, without a doubt, Metal Gear Solid...
Oh, I know, Peace Walker.
Peace Walker.
I mean, let's run down the...
You broke your mic.
I broke
your
mic.
You're back.
No, it's back. I'm sorry. It's okay. Sorry, everybody. It's okay. I'll pay for it.
They're mad.
He's not good for it.
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. It's the best Metal Gear story, period. It's multiple types of game. multiple types of game, Mitch. It's so many types of games.
You got all the types.
How many games?
You have this awesome single-player campaign where you get to go through. You're recruiting people to send back to Outer Heaven so that you can then send them out on their own missions, so you can also take them and have their engine. They're making better food, and they're making better guns. They're making all these awesome things for you to use. Then the whole game's co-op, Mitch. You can go through whenever you want to, play with other people.
Oh, yeah?
You can do all these different kinds of battles. You beat the game. You think it's over. Hell no, it's not over. That 16-year-old you fucked? Not really 16, but you don't know that. You got to go find out by playing the rest of the game. It's beautiful. It's great. It's you can play the, you take the game anywhere with you. You're recruiting different people while you go. You're getting all these bonuses. There's jokes in it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the best game of the generation.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Yeah.
You build a fucking Metal Gear for yourself.
Thank you. Yes. And you go back into these missions and you keep doing these battles and you keep farming out different things to make your Metal Gear better, to send it back out on more missions, to keep going. It's the everlasting gobstopper of games. And it's in your pocket at all times.
Like the everlasting gobstopper.
Exactly.
Not bad.
I win.
Yeah, that's good. I can get behind that.
You're a big Metal Gear fan too, Mitch.
I am, yeah. Peace Walker's far and away the best Metal Gear game of the generation. I don't know.
What do you say, Mitch? What's the best game of the generation?
The best game of this generation is unquestionably Rock Band.
What, Rock Band? Oh. Now, Rock Band 1?
Rock Band, I almost look at that game as a platform now, right? Like,
sure.
That was their whole pitch, was Rock Band is a thing. Because when you look at Rock Band, you have the same instruments across all of them, except for weird stuff like Blitz, which is still fun, but not the same. But with, like, Rock Band lets you have this emotional expression that no other game has. No other game gives you that sensation of accomplishing something like that, because if you haven't played music, it makes you feel like you're playing music. It makes you feel empowered, especially in like a local co-op situation where Greg's on drums, Damon and Casey are playing guitars, and I'm singing terrible karaoke. It's like the most fulfilling co-op experience I have ever had. And I have never had an experience like that. Even with Guitar Hero, it was interesting with Guitar Hero, but man, when you get four people in a room, there is some energy there that no other game has ever emoted.
It's definitely an experience that was unique to this generation. But what do you think about the fact that it rose to popularity so fast and then it burned out so fast? It was just gone.
I don't think that's necessarily like a detriment to the game's quality, because you can still go back and play Rock Band and be like, this is fucking awesome. It's so awesome to be like rocking out and surround sound and have a good time. But
real quick, did it only burn out with us and, you know, the games journalists? How many of you played Rock Band or still play Rock Band? Like I think there's
quite a few people.
They're still out there.
Of you are burned out?
How many of you are burned out? Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of you love chicken wings?
Oh,
yeah, my people! Chicken wings, best food of the generation.
That's correct.
That could be possible, yes.
You're a big Rock Band fan, too.
I am, yeah. I mean, Rock Band's a great game. I don't know if I would call it the game of the generation. I will say it's interesting that they are still making downloadable content for it. I mean, they had a panel yesterday where they talked about what's going to be the last song. I mean, they've been releasing tracks for Rock Band every single
week.
They
know, like, what is going to be the last song?
Yeah, hold on. Don't yell it out. What do you think would be the fitting last song for Rock Band? Because I know it.
Oh, man.
I read our story, so I can't answer this.
Exactly. Well, just Damon's Mr. Music. That's what they call him.
Mr. Music around the office.
That's what the kids call him.
I don't know, like, what's already been released.
Think of an iconic send-off for music in general.
A send-off for music.
Yeah.
No more music after this song.
I would say, yeah, like, has Freebird not been released already? Like, I don't
Freebird
know.
Freebird has. Freebird's already. Freebird's in there.
Has Bohemian Rhapsody been released already?
I don't know.
Yeah. You have to tell us.
It's The Day the Music Died.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's awesome,
really good
one.
Yeah, it's a really good last song. When is the last song for Rock Band coming? Do we know?
I think April 2nd? I think it's April 2nd.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're having a big IGN party.
There's
we should have a big party and play Rock Band that day.
We are.
Yeah, and Harmonix is sending us a 360 with, like, every single song on it.
Oh, nice.
We're
going
to be able to play whatever we want.
It's like 4,000 songs.
Are we going to live stream it, Casey? Are we going to do anything?
We're going to play all 4,000.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It depends on if people are interested. Would you guys watch?
Would you watch us play Rock Band?
And we could all, you know, people could play as well, like online with us.
Yeah.
Join
the best game of the generation, Rock Band.
Who would play drums? What did you say?
Only
drunk. Oh, well, that.
Trust me, if it's an after-hours IGN rock party, we are going to be off the wall wasted. Yeah.
There's a keg outside of our president's office.
I don't think it's legal to play Rock Band sober. So
I would agree with you. That's correct.
But Casey, what would you pick for your game of the generation?
For GOG. For my game of the generation, I would humbly submit Dark Souls.
Knew it.
there's... I mean, Demon's Souls was amazing on PlayStation 3, right? But Dark Souls took that formula, removed the Nexus, created the Fire Links, and I mean, from incredibly nuanced gameplay, awesome combat, obviously very high difficulty, but the game really taught you how to play it and how to sort of respect what it was trying to get across. There really haven't been any other games this generation that did that. I mean, it takes cues from everything from Metroid to Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. There's no map. It doesn't hold your hand. But it's also not really a cruel game in the sense of just trying to be mean to players. What it does is it sets out sort of a very strict rule set and expects you to sort of abide by that. It introduces incredible dungeons too. Like, I mean, like, the entire game can be summed up in Sen's Fortress, really. Like, that's just like
that fucking place.
Indiana Jones meets like crazy dungeon. But then they just keep doing that with Enter Londo and then the Duke's Archives, and then you get into crazy places like the Catacombs. And there's these moments in the game where you get to a certain point and you don't think that you're gonna be able to overcome this obstacle, and then this thing happens and something opens up and you realize, oh my god, I'm directly above where I was fighting and where I couldn't get past this other part, and it just keeps doing that and keeps opening up. So for my money, I would say Dark Souls for
one of the most rewarding single player experiences I've ever had.
Is there going to be more Souls games?
Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls
2.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Did you check that out, or is that secret, or is that a thing, or can we not talk about that? Or
can we talk about the game? It's been announced.
But has anybody played it?
Can we talk about what we're doing with it? Not right this second. But,
okay.
Right, but keep your eyes trained to IGN for some Dark Souls 2 news that's coming up soon.
So in an attempt to, we're going to get, you know, start getting your picks up here very shortly, but in an attempt to sort of narrow this stuff down, let's do a poll of applause by just the four games that have been submitted so far. How many people think Dark Souls is the game of the generation?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And how many people think Rock Band is? Okay.
Don't clap in your mic. That
yeah!
Okay,
now Greg's getting yelled.
And how many people think Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker is?
Yeah. Okay. That was like applause for Greg Miller.
What do you mean that's applause for Greg Miller?
And how many people think Portal 2 is? All right.
Well, that's settled.
This is because you're all biased against the PSP.
Available now on Xbox 360.
All right, let's pull up this microphone here and maybe just start lining up along the aisle here, and we'll get on here your guys' thoughts.
Nope. Everybody agreed with Pat Portal.
Like, okay. Thank you all for coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Around there.
As much time as we can get through. As many as we can get through.
And then Damon, what are the rules here? So you can talk about your game and then sort of why.
Do we want to give them
Your game, tell us why, and then you know we'll.
There will be discourse.
Yeah, there will be discourse.
Keep in mind, this is the best game, not your favorite. There is a distinct difference.
Otherwise, it'd be DC Universe Online. We all know that.
Far Cry 2.
Greatest MMO of all.
Greg, you showed great restraint in not picking DCUO for your game of the generation.
Well, you know, it didn't do everything perfectly. But it did just about everything first.
Just about.
So great. Yours would be DC Universe. What would yours?
My favorite.
Your favorite game.
Far Cry 2. By the way.
Okay.
By
mine
far.
Mine would be Halo 3.
Ah. 3?
Yeah.
Halo 3.
Wow. What would your favorite game of the generation be?
More than
Puzzle
4.
Quest.
Yeah. I like Puzzle Quest.
Yeah.
Puzzle Quest. Yeah.
That fucking.
What's your name, sir?
My name is James.
James. Welcome,
James.
What do you think the game of the generation is?
It's easy.
Easy.
Dead or Alive Extreme 2.
No, I'm just kidding. LOL.
No, I believe it was Mass Effect 3.
3. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Probably an unpopular.
The weakest story of the series, I would argue.
Well, I like Mass Effect 3.
I love Mass Effect 3.
I like 2 better, though.
Me too.
I agree with that. But is it possible, you think, to look at Mass Effect like a platform? Like, it's one of those things, it's weird for me to choose any one of those games.
No, because they changed so significantly with
that. They are all pretty good.
But I'm sorry, James, why do you think...
Oh, fuck. Why do you think Mass Effect 3 is the best?
Well, I agree the whole series kind of put together, but that seems unfair. Out of all of them, the third one had something for everybody. You've got... You know, a shooter experience, you got RPG, you've got co-op play that they added in that you can play online, and space hamsters. What else do you need?
Did you like the online multiplayer?
I did. I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool to have that incorporated into the gameplay and help you get a better ending or, well, some people get a better ending.
And your favorite color.
And for the record, if you've played Mass Effect 3 and you haven't spent much time with the multiplayer is awesome.
It's great.
And they've continued to update it, and I mean, it is so fun. Like, right next to Firefight. One guy, right?
Still playing it.
Right next to Firefight and Horde, I would say the multiplayer Mass Effect 3 is really awesome.
Anyway, this is something I meant to say earlier. There's still some amazing games coming out, you know, Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto 5. And Bioshock Infinite comes out in 2 days, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna fucking love Bioshock
Damon,
Infinite.
I was this close to using that.
I know, it feels a little too out.
It's too close.
It's too close. We need a little bit more perspective.
But it's a contender, man.
It's so good.
Game's great.
Time's gonna tell on Walking Dead Survival Instinct too. How that.
Thank you, James.
Into this argument. Hello, sir.
Hello. What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Do you work for IGN? I can't
I'm gunning for your job, guys.
Okay, good.
Keeping the joke going, Black Ops Declassified, definitely.
Hello.
But no, for me, I believe that it was Uncharted 3. Epic. Mm.
Yeah, right? There we go.
Middling applause.
I love the epic set pieces, characters I cared about, and I thought the story came to a great conclusion. Assumed conclusion.
Uncharted 3 was great too. That's another one where I prefer the second one. I know Greg preferred. Yes!
It always sucks.
I'm getting a lot of popular support here today. Have you played Tomb Raider?
Not yet.
Check it out. It's really good.
Yeah, Tomb Raider's great.
So now, real quick, so is the general consensus Uncharted 2 better than Uncharted 3?
Yeah.
It sucks that so many of you are wrong, but whatever.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Spaceballs.
What's your name?
Andrew Campbell.
Okay.
Okay, so for me, I was afraid the first guy was going to take mine, and not Dead or Alive. It was Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
I like 2 better.
The reason I liked it so much was because, well, Greg was right. The first one did suck balls.
Yeah!
What? No.
Incorrect.
Truth so much.
It's not a popular opinion, but a lot of people didn't like number 2 because it wasn't anything like number 1, but I think number 2 had more of a mass appeal.
It did.
I think number 2 was great because it was like 40 plus hours of gameplay.
Great stories.
Great, amazing stories. Mm-hmm. I love the all the character side missions and earn their trust and find out about them and their backstories as opposed to just reading a little bit of text and a thing to find out who they were, where they're from. And the other thing was that goddamn mining game was so addictive.
Right?
Everyone
you get drunk so or stoned or whatever and just sit back and just mine for hours and, you know what I mean, upgrade your ship. And so, yeah, that was why that was my number 2.
Great choice.
Mass Effect 2 is a fantastic game.
Thank you, Andrew.
Subtitle that game, Daddy.
Keep in mind, if you guys don't worry if someone else picks your game, because the reason why it's the best game, you know, your personal reason is probably different. So
please worry about it.
It's no problem doubling up. Hello, sir.
Hi there. My guess.
What's your name?
Elijah.
Hey,
Elijah.
Hey, Elijah.
Welcome.
I'm great. Elijah.
My pick would have to be Bioshock 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good one. Very good one. Why do you think it's the game of the generation?
Easily the best environment I've ever played in a game.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be that creepy going in, but it wasn't creepy enough to give me nightmares, but it was creepy enough to keep me looking over my shoulder while having, you never know what's going on in the next room, and just everything was
Splicers
perfect.
Splicers jumping out all over the place.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Big Daddy's lumbering around.
No. Yeah. Bioshock was amazing. I got hired at IGN in 2006, and one of the first things I did was go to E3, and I saw the behind closed doors demos for Bioshock, and that was the first time that I was like, oh my god, this is like next gen. This is ushering in the next generation of video games for me. So yeah, Bioshock is a totally solid choice.
Yeah, I remember waking up early at like 4 in the morning to play that before work, so I could just get more and get deeper and deeper. Good pick.
Thanks, Elijah. Yeah, clap for Bioshock.
How's it going, guys?
What's up? What's your name?
Good.
Kyle. I like the name Kyle. You know, I've always liked the name Kyle. It's because of Terminator.
Yeah.
I also got to go with Bioshock 1.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Strong call.
In addition to the environment, it has one of the best twists ever in a video game.
Sure.
And I like the way that with the voice recordings, how You could kind of do the narrative at any pace you want. And that just, was it awesome. Doesn't interrupt the gameplay
That's
at all.
That's something we don't talk about enough, is that I loved finding those tape recorders and playing while I went around exploring and looting and stuff like
Especially because they usually related to something in the room, because it was somebody's diary that you found like in their bedroom. Right. And they talk about something like on their wall, and you could like look at it and see it while
they were
talking
about it. That
was
so brilliant. Like, I think Tomb Raider is a good example of doing it wrong, right? Where it's
where you
like
have to
the,
read
the game stops, and then I have to listen. I'd much rather be continuing to explore.
Tomb Raider knows it fucks up, too, because it gives you a, like a five-word summary on the sides, like, this person is sad. Got it. Moving on.
Yeah, Bioshock Infinite does the same thing. It's good.
And then the plasmid and gunplay was really cool, right. And then the soundtrack was phenomenal also.
So. Oh, yeah.
Gary Scheinman.
The sound design was awesome, too.
Yes. Like,
yeah. Really good pick.
Yeah. We like you. Good job.
Strong call, Kyle.
Fucking lot to live up to right now. Don't drop
Don't
the ball.
Say Bioshock.
You got to say Bioshock, right?
I'm Andrew, and I'd probably choose Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1.
Okay.
And people think this is like a dude bro choice, but... In reality, it shaped a genre of video games for
right?
the entire
100%.
Console.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
And
true.
It established a common player base.
You're absolutely true. Like, that is sort of the most popular game of this generation. So
it reinvented multiplayer in a way that every single game is still ripping off, with perks and upgrades and customizable weapons and shit. Like, it all kind of came to a head with Modern Warfare.
But that was the one that was the first time it had the good story, too,
yes.
right? And this is the one where you died,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it kills your main character in, like, a nuclear
and all
blast.
This stuff.
Spoilers, like, jeez.
Whoa, man. Fucking sorted out.
2007, get over it.
The other thing, too, that's crazy about Modern Warfare, if you remember, I mean, all the shooters at that up to that point were mostly World War II games. And, you know, Medal of Honor had sort of risen and fallen. And so Modern Warfare was such a different type of game to play.
Yeah. Wait, we're hearing the next one's called Ghosts. Is that right?
Apparently.
That's the rumor. Yes.
And next gen only?
Is that really, do we really believe that?
I don't think that's true.
That'd be true. Yeah. Activision hates money, you guys.
I would be really surprised if that were true. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Let's go, guys.
What's up? What's your name? What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris.
And I guess we haven't had a joke in a while, so... Aliens Colonial Marines!
Whoa!
Yeah! How come no one said that yet? Okay. All right, so yeah, this has been mentioned a couple times already, but the reason why I picked Bioshock is because when this generation first started, you know, we were basically playing last generation games in HD, and Bioshock was the game that said, this is what it's going to mean to play next generation games. It set the bar, and it took a while for that bar to be beat, and they've rarely beat that bar. You know, even Bioshock 2 couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I think what game defines the generation, it's Bioshock.
You have Infinite pre-ordered? You're going to play Infinite on Tuesday?
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Woo! Now, real quick before we move on there, this is my lock screen, by the way.
Pretty flower.
Mitch, you've beaten Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Damon, you've played a bunch. Okay, well, just listen to me while you sleep. Yeah. That was a cough.
You okay? I got it. We're good. It went away.
I know the Heimlich maneuver.
In Canada, is a sneeze a cough and a cough is a sneeze?
Yeah. Up is down, down is up.
Do you see this? The Bioshocks, Bioshock 1 and now Bioshock Infinite bookending this generation? I mean, do you think, we're
poetic.
Talking about this, you're saying there's a chance Infinite could be the game of the generation.
Sure.
Do you see them? Is there some kind? Do you think this is all in Ken Levine's plan?
To just take over.
To impress us at the start
and then blow our minds at the end. Yeah, I mean, it totally could be.
Are you planning something here? What are you doing?
I don't know. My keyboard's dead.
Okay.
We can just look at this file.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Zach.
Zach.
What's up, Zach?
What's up, Zach? I'm surprised I haven't heard anybody say Beyond yet.
Beyond.
No, I think there's been some Beyonds.
So my game of the generation is definitely Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Casey on your side there.
Gray's out.
Why did you like it so much?
Because it's challenging, so when you finally beat a boss, you feel really good. The mechanics are really deep. The story, you have to kind of look for it, and it's actually really deep. I don't know. It's just a really good game overall. The multiplayer is really innovative also.
Casey, did you like the story too?
Yeah, the story's great, and you're absolutely right. You really have to look for it. But, I mean, it is there. The multiplayer is very interesting and not like anything else. Plus, I mean, the crafting system, the combat, the lock and block. I mean, that was my biggest gripe about... Well, that's how it works. You lock onto the enemy character, and there's just tons of blocking. But that was my biggest gripe about, like, Skyrim. Like, I love Skyrim, but, like, the combat in Skyrim is just so, like, compared to Dark Souls, it just doesn't do it for me.
I'm with you.
Good choice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
IrrationalPassions.com.
What is it, Super Poly Pencil?
I don't even have to say it anymore. That's
right. My name is Alex, for reference to that. I can't believe no one has not said Journey yet.
Journey.
Like, I still think Journey is one of some of the most meaningful 3 hours of my life. Just because, one, it's basically the Fantasia of video games. It is music meets visuals in the most emotional and comprehensive way I've ever experienced. And two, it's like something anyone can really enjoy, and most people can take something completely different away from it from the next. Right. And it's an incredible experience.
Yeah. Everybody at IGN loved Journey. Yeah.
It's a very easy sell. It's very easy to convince somebody to play Journey. Like, my mom is not hugely into games, but I told her, hey, here's this thing. It's like, it's really pretty. It's like 3 hours long. It's like, you're going to love it. She played it. It was like, fuck.
Really? That's really how she responded. She went, fuck. OMFG, Mitch. Oh, Mrs. Dyer. Man, I love that your parents play games. Your dad plays games too, right?
A lot, yeah. I think he's playing through Tomb Raider right now. Finished all of Mass Effect in like a 1 month binge.
Wow. Wow.
Like a drug addict. Great.
That's very cool.
Thanks, Alex. You guys.
Good pick.
Afternoon, IGN chaps.
Hello. Football Manager 2012 has to be the game of the generation.
You are such a...
This contest is over. Good night.
The man can't even say a word before we're just harassing him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously, Damon took the words right out of my mouth. But besides that, I think we need to get some Wii love up in here, actually.
Nope.
So I'm going to... So to speak, take from that what you will. But Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we said. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, sort of talk about my personal experience with it. I mean, sure. The first half hour, I actually don't remember because it was so amazing. I was just completely taken aback.
Blacked out.
Yeah, it was just a nerdgasm blackout, basically.
The shines.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's just a sheer technical mastery of the limited hardware that it's on. It takes all the very best bits of the 3D Marios and the 2D Marios. And just blends them all into one. I mean, the soundtrack is superb. It's, in my opinion, the best soundtrack, gaming soundtrack I've ever heard. One clap. So, you know, someone agrees with me.
Miyamoto back
they know what they're talking about. So, yeah. But no, Mario Galaxy, yeah.
No, Mario Galaxy,
so, come on.
Is great.
The best description I ever heard for that game.
Yeah.
The best description I ever heard when John Davison was at 1UP, he described it as, it's almost like Nintendo sat their designers in a room and said, okay, so you need to design 200 to 300 things that nobody has ever seen before. And they said, yeah, okay.
Exactly.
And then they did it. It's like, Jesus, everything about this game is so innovative and crazy and like makes you rethink about the way you think about platformers.
And you'll pick Galaxy 1 over Galaxy 2?
Sorry?
You'll pick Galaxy 1 over Galaxy 2?
I would because, I mean, it is the soundtrack that I think really pushes it above. I mean, Mario Galaxy 2, I understand, is like, oh, we had so many ideas and, you know, here's the rest of them. But, yeah, I think on balance, Mario Galaxy 1. It was the one that you know dared to do all these innovations first. So I think yes, it takes precedence.
And you're a game designer yourself.
I am. Yes.
What's the name of your game? That's
it's Major Magnet. It's out now. It's out now on the App Store, 99 cents. Yeah. This is a really shameless plug.
No,
but,
do it.
Yeah. It's good. No, this is the...
But yeah, no,
I'm
go
gonna
play.
Do a playthrough. I'm doing a Let's Play with Justin Davis when I get back, so you'll be seeing also whole sorts.
Oh really?
Of yeah.
Okay. Thanks
I told
very
you
much.
That last yeah. night. I wasn't wasted. I was wasted, but
you
I remember.
He was wasted.
He wasn't lying.
We had a good time. Yeah. Damon and Greg, they're good guys. They're good guys. They hold their drink well. Seriously, and that's coming from a Brit as well. You know? Yeah. So
as a designer, are you inspired by Nintendo?
Immensely inspired. I mean, they are the absolute gurus, and the reason I picked Mario Galaxy as well is because it just epitomizes Nintendo's unwavering desire to innovate in every way they can. And honestly, what the hell are they going to do with the Wii U when you know they announce the next 3D Mario on that? Because yeah, it's just going to. I think the world might actually implode.
Whoa. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Good. Hello.
Hi guys.
Are you going to say a Mass Effect game?
No, I'm not actually.
You better say your fucking name though.
Alex.
Hey.
A lot of Alexes in here today.
Yeah. So basically, when I thought about what was the best game of this generation, I thought about what was not possible in the previous gen and sort of what we've seen established this console generation is like an online platform, not just better graphics. We've seen evolution in game design and new mechanics in games. So I thought Borderlands kind of encompassed a lot of that.
Yeah.
Where it was like, maybe that wasn't possible in the previous game. Where like you have, like you could play it single player, you could play it multiplayer. It takes a lot of, it's a new genre in a way, right? Like the looting from Diablo and it's first person.
And, it was
and they didn't just make, yeah, and it was funny.
Yes. Yeah,
I was gonna say that. So they integrated comedy into the game too, so it wasn't serious. And it wasn't just better graphics, it wasn't like all the browns and stuff. So they took it
better
in a new direction too. So I think that that makes it very unique, and it takes everything that's good about this generation. Like even DLC, I think Borderlands might actually have some of the best DLC of this gen too.
And General Knox is great.
You pick. Yeah. You would pick Borderlands 1 over 2?
1, yeah, because I think that was the first time it happened, so it has more impact.
It's also a way better game than Borderlands 2.
I disagree.
I think Borderlands 2 is much better.
When I was thinking about my pick for Game of the Generation, Borderlands was one of those, like, 2 was one of those like, I considered.
Wow. Yeah.
It's we talked about this a little bit in small groups yesterday, I think, but
we broke up into
Greg's playing a game.
Oh, I've started me.
Oh, this is.
You know. Yeah, you knew. Everybody, I'm now running demos for Major Magnus. Sorry. My bad. I didn't realize it was gonna open up and start talking. Oh my goodness. No, that I think that the people like myself who like Borderlands 2 better are the people who I think burned out a little bit on Borderlands 1.
Yeah, I never finished the
Borderlands
first one.
1, I tried to play it by myself because I was late to the party and it didn't work for me. And I was like, I get what they're doing. I'm going to stop. And then Borderlands 2 was like...
Look, Randy. Look,
Randy, just get
I get
out.
It.
Can you get out of my house? But then Borderlands 2, I went off the deep end with.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello. You can move it down. It's okay. Do whatever you need to.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
Hey, hi, Amanda.
What up, Amanda?
Arkham City.
Yeah. Yep.
I was waiting for somebody to say Arkham Asylum or City. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long to get Arkham City.
I'm utterly surprised as well. I just think it's fantastic. Through every console, it looks fantastic. I mean, on the PC version, you can see every follicle in Bruce Wayne's head. Like, I mean, you can tell. They took so much time out. The story just, I mean, the ending was such a twist where it just invokes so many emotions.
Right.
I didn't know what to do, and then
the credits are really creepy.
Yeah,
a little creepy.
A tour de force, as they say.
Just the gameplay, the combat, how you got to start out with like most of the stuff that you ended with in Arkham Asylum. They really just like upped it, and there was like enough hours of gameplay, and even after you beat the game, like collecting all the Riddler trophies, and it's like a whole turf war. There you got your 3 different districts of gangs. It's like, who needs gangland? You got
that's a really
good
place.
Best game.
Yeah, we can will clap for that one.
Yeah,
thanks, Amanda. Greg, what's Rocksteady up to? What are they?
I mean, I definitely think they're on another Batman, right? We heard that rumor a while back about them doing the
Silver Age
thing, but I still don't think that rumor is what people think it is. I still think that that was someone saying that we're going to do a prequel to Batman Arkham City or an Arkham Asylum, and it's going to be similar to Silver Age. Like, you know what I mean? I would imagine if you get into it where and they're talking about the Justice League and stuff, you're talking about like the Silver Age story of how they all met for the first time. I don't think they can't possibly do a prequel and have it be all like, oh, chum, blah, 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 and Batman smiling and shooting all over the city. You know what I mean? It'll be much more like year one Batman. He's getting going. And then, you know, if Superman and Wonder Woman and Justice League come in, it's all about meeting them for the first time and then going on whatever quest is happening. I would bet my bottom dollar that it's not going to come out and be, hey, come on, Boy Wonder, blah, like doing all this dumb stuff in the city.
Wouldn't it be great if they fused that with like the brutality of the 80s, where it's like that, but then Jason Todd gets the shit beat out of him with a crowbar?
That'd be an awesome story if they told that. If they went, that'd be awesome.
Family?
Yeah. You think it'll be announced this year?
Yeah, yes. Totally. Well, I mean, the rumor is, I mean, like, you know, a lot of you were nice enough to tweet at me about Geoff Johns being on Fat Man on Batman, the Kevin Smith Batman podcast, where he says, again, well, you know, I guess the Warner Brothers VP has already said there's another Arkham game coming this year. And, like, they're
and
still saying that.
This close to saying Rocksteady.
But then Kevin Smith was like, oh, yeah, I can't talk to him. No, shut up, Kevin Smith. You fucked us.
What's up?
Jersey girl.
Morning, everybody. I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
All right. Everybody say hi to Dave.
Oh, we should start doing this for everybody.
Yeah,
I like that.
I know.
That's right.
Sorry for everyone else that we forgot. Everybody say hi to Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Say hi to all of the Alexes.
Now right, everybody say irrationalpassions.com. Yeah, thank you. All
right, so not exactly this generation. I'm going to say it anyway to start off. Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay.
I don't care, but that's not my main point.
Yeah, the AC version.
For this generation, Bastion.
Bastion,
oh, really?
Our yeah. British friend mentioned...
Have you
our
played
British friend mentioned so soundtracks. Good. The soundtrack was there. The graphics were there. You go through this relatively linear game. There's plenty of customization, but you're playing through, you're experiencing this world, and you get to the end, and you just have two huge choices out of nowhere. And I sat there for 10 minutes at both of them, just
really?
Considering what to do.
It's a really messed up choice.
And I was just, sitting there, like, dumbstruck, just so heavily affected by this game and the narration, the art, the music, it all just came together for me, and I thought it was fantastic.
Did you just play Transistor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was the guy that yelled when we did
okay.
the
interview. Nice.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, Bastion.
So, do you think they can top Bastion with Transistor?
Yeah, I do.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Supergiant's nice. Super talented.
Yeah.
Whoa! That's a box score.
You just came up with that just now?
I'm a pro, Damon. I'm all podcasting all the time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. Unfortunately, my option is not Portal, but...
What's your name? What's your name, though?
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Yes.
Yeah. Definitely one of the best games of the generation, though not my personal favorite.
Best.
Like he said, a shout-out.
What's the best? Not the
Don't
favorite.
Worry. Just shush. Let him talk.
I'm picky.
Like a shout-out, not exactly this generation, though kind of on the coattails, Halo Combat Evolved.
Okay.
But,
what the fuck are you guys doing? Is it that hard? Like this generation?
But I definitely have to say Halo 3. I remember the release for it. It was pretty much all over the news. Everybody was so pumped up for it. And the Halo series always delivers so much with the story, where you get to go around killing aliens. Then at the end of the day, you have a little emotional moment between practically a robot and his little hot AI, so.
Yeah.
And not to mention, it just opens so much for books, and the music is great, and it's replayable, and it allows for so much stuff in a fandom to come to light.
Like, it creates a universe,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. It creates a really nice universe, and people are always trying to compare other games to it. They're like, oh, it's not that realistic, but it's not trying to be realistic. And, I'm a member of the 405th, I get to meet a whole bunch of people who, played these games, made armor from the games, and I just think it's always bringing something new. And now with Bungie gone and 343, they're continuing with a kind of a new outlook for the series, reinventing it, and every single game is always something new, and it's always a fun adventure to go on and be like, all right, I'm a super soldier, let's see what I have to go blow up now.
So what do you think about Halo 4?
Halo 4, I think it was good. A lot of twists. A good story, but I thought Cortana was a little off. I mean, I was used to her being bossy, and then she was kind of more whiny. So.
And then are you excited for Destiny?
Kind of.
You guys excited for Destiny? You say kind of.
I'm not so sure about the giant rock floating over the earth thing.
Did you play Majora's Mask?
So yeah, definitely.
No, I guess he didn't play Solid. Majora's Mask.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm Ryan.
And, hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Thank you. I just have to say, as one is my joke as well, kind of like a complete ball drop with high anticipation with the history, Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Very, very much a ball drop because it was juvenile throughout. I mean, unplayable.
Yeah.
I think my choice would be Walking Dead. I mean, how can a series...
Survival instinct.
Yep.
What are Merlin Barrow up to now?
I'm surprised somebody didn't say that earlier.
Yeah.
I think, how can a series as a whole, through multiple different mediums, really engage its user? Whether you watch it on TV, the comic book, now this, really engages you with all the story, the character development, everything else. And they do it in a sense that doesn't necessarily have to be action-packed, all the way ready, you know, from start to finish.
Right. They focus on story.
It's more
right?
about the way you interact with those people.
Exactly. That's I think, you know, we talk about game of this generation, we're talking about gameplay, we're talking about all these things. I think I still, you know, I put it in my final review, right, for the season that went. In 10 years, we're going to look back, and I think Walking Dead is going to have drastically changed adventure games as far as what people are expecting out of those games and what they're getting, and I think we'll still be using it as this example of this is the emotional connection and this is what kind of people want. There's one on the floor over in Indie Alley called Journal, if I'm right about that, Journal. And it's the same kind of, you walk over there and it's these hand-drawn animations, like you're flipping pages and you're from this perspective of looking at a desk pretty much, and you're walking this character around and it's all about interacting and trying to get your memory back and talking to these people. But it's not like, you know, fighting aliens as much as it is being this person and having these conversations.
And I think the best part about it is it's not a AAA title. It's, you know, they made it relatively reasonably, and they made it available to us relatively reasonably too. So, fantastic job on that.
Yeah, great. I agree.
Good pick. Good pick.
Good one. Yep. We have about 15 minutes left.
Cool.
Okay, I'll be quick then. Hi, my name is Hans. And
hi, Hans.
Hi, Hans. Hans is a good name. Don't meet too many Hans.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've got to be on your way to being a terrorist, right? Like,
I've read the synopsis
of Die Hard. I assume you're
not at Nakatomi Plaza. Still never,
you haven't seen the full
still
movie.
Still haven't watched all
you
of
You believe
Die
this guy?
Hard.
What? You still haven't seen Die Hard?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah, that. Oh, man. Greg Miller doesn't get booed very often.
Am I interrupting
I'm going to fix you.
All right, sorry,
we need to have a movie night. But I'm getting off track.
We'll do it.
But anyways, Left 4 Dead 1 and 2.
Yes. Yeah. Left 4 Dead.
Also, yeah, sort of.
Remember how much we played for Left
4
Dead?
Changed, you know, multiplayer gaming this generation.
Yeah, no, I would like to say that it's the only multiplayer game that really, you know, made you part of a cohesive team. I'm not sure that really would have been possible in the last generation. Like, everybody was essential. Playing with one eye character would just drag your whole team down. Everybody has to look out for each other. It's not just, you know, everybody just trying to rack up scores or kills. I mean, that's part of it too, but
you have to work together.
You have to communicate, right? You had to tell each other, I'm about to signal the horde.
That's also true of versus mode, right? Like, if we're all playing as four zombies, then we also have to coordinate this perfect ambush to get the other team down. Otherwise, they will kill us because we're super vulnerable. And it's like great balance.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Good pick. Solid. Very good pick.
Greg, I haven't played Left 4 Dead in a long time. When we get home, can we play some Left 4 Dead?
I would love to play
Left 4 Dead. Let's do that on your brand new PC.
No.
Yeah.
Beyond. Hashtag hypothetical abortions.
We're the internet's number one hypothetical abortion podcast.
This game, I didn't think I was
What's your name? What's your name?
Jerry from Chicago.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Chicago.
But I didn't think I was going to like it because I don't like this genre movie. I was burnt out in open world games, and I was looking forward to Rockstar's next project. But Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I like how he yelled Red Dead at the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
he was like, I've said my piece. I don't even get in line to talk about it.
The boss battle is the boss battle that ended, and I was okay with it. It wasn't as tedious as Uncharted 2's boss battle. The DLC, Undead Nightmare, is the best DLC I've played.
Yeah, probably the best DLC. Yeah.
Best DLC
so
of the generation.
Cool. And multiplayer, I love the multiplayer. So it's Rockstar's best game until GTA 5, in my opinion.
Yeah. You looking forward to GTA 5?
Of course I am.
Yeah.
The only thing about Red Dead, right, was Mexico. Like, it seemed like everybody in the office would get to Mexico and be like, why are we here so long? And then you'd be
I love Mexico, though. Like, that was a great, it was slower, it slowed down, it stopped making sense. Because where's Javier Escuela? I'll tell you. But I need you, could you just go get, like, this book from my neighbor and bring it back? And he's like, yeah, okay, and then you'll tell me. Like, that stuff didn't really
make
sense.
You do a great John Marston. All right, yeah, I'll go tell you.
But the actual, what you were doing and where you were, like, it was still gorgeous. The scenery had changed. You meet a Revolver Ocelot in Mexico. It's great.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Peter Pellegrin.
Hi, hey, Peter Pellegrin.
And I like to nominate Half-Life 2.
Yeah, so we talked about that. It's like right on the cusp, and then it was released in the Orange Box. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it
includes episodes 1 and 2. It was like part of that game.
So yeah.
The Orange Box. I
mean, yeah.
Bundled with Portal and TF2, although...
Yeah.
That it was a great package, right? Orange Box in general.
Yeah.
The reason why I chose it is because the puzzles and just the story alone kind of made it what it is and the following it has. Like, just the puzzles itself for me.
Half-Life 2 is probably my favorite game of all time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really good.
Yeah. You guys like Half-Life 2?
Absolutely. Strong call.
Dog is the best character of the generation.
Dog, I mean,
thank you, Peter.
Yeah, if we're talking best AI companions, Dog is right up there.
Fuck off, Elizabeth. We got Dog.
Hi.
Hey, my name is Andy.
And Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. Anthony.
Yeah, it's nice meeting you guys for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen your webpage a million times, but my favorite game would be Final Fantasy XIII. Which is my joke answer.
It's my joke answer.
It's my joke answer. No, and all
seriousness. Somebody try to pull off his mask and see if it's Ryan Clements.
In all seriousness, my favorite game of this generation is Little Big Planet 2.
Mm. Oh, yeah. All right. Good point. Just,
for me, it's, you don't have to know how to do game design. It's they have the tools that let you do it. And really, the game is endless. You know, there's always new levels. I loved playing Donkey Kong is all the first week. Yeah, that was really cool.
It is sort of a brilliant design. Are you still playing it?
Yeah, like, I am. Yeah.
Another everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah.
Now, did you play the Vita version? Did you play a little bit?
No. I played the PSP version, but not the Vita.
Yeah. Vita's way better. You should try it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. But thanks.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
My name's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Nice meeting you all last night, by the way.
Thanks for coming out.
Get up on the mic. Just get up. Don't be afraid.
Right up
there. You go.
Just,
yeah, shit got panda last night.
We did get panda last night.
What happens?
Tim Schafer knows how to connect with the fans. And last night.
Tim Schafer, I'm sure, was connecting with a toilet later last night.
I want to get y'all's thoughts on Pac-Man Championship.
Ooh. Oh, so yes.
Yes.
A game
yes.
like that. I feel
now,
like,
Championship DX?
Yeah.
For sure.
A game like that, like this generation, it's all, there's a lot of like instant gratification kind of stuff, mobile games, stuff you can do on the train. You got shit in the oven, or like it's halftime or something, you know? So I just want to know what you all think about
something
like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easily one of the best games of this generation. Yeah. It's hard, you know, it's hard to compare it to, you know, a big AAA title, but like, totally, you know.
You gave it a 10.
It's totally up there. I did give Championship Edition DX
a
10.
I mean, for what it's doing, right, it's amazing.
I don't think.
It's definitely like a flag carrier. In my opinion, for like other games that try to imitate it.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, the thing that was so great about it too was it just took a formula that we're all super familiar with, and if somebody just said, "Hey, we're gonna redo Pac-Man," right? You just think, "Oh, okay." And there was so much in that game. I mean, you can even now just keep playing it.
That 5-minute run where it's just play for 5 minutes, try to get as high a score as possible.
Then the next day you'd come in and be like, "I can't beat this guy's score. Like, I can't." You know what I mean? We talk in the office about chasing each other's score.
The next day you're like, "I beat his score."
Yeah.
Which is like Geometry Wars, if you remember when that first
came out. Love Geometry Wars.
I mean, Geometry Wars 2. Yeah. So those are other really fantastic games, too.
For sure.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. My name is Albert.
Hello,
hey, Albert.
What up, Albert?
And I'm an alcoholic.
So are we.
It's getting deep in here. Some real talk.
I wanted to see your guys' opinion about, I don't think anybody said it before, but Saints Row 3.
Mm. Yeah. I mean...
Third, three, whatever.
Do you think it's the best game of the generation?
It's my most favorite. It's the one that most surprised me. I didn't know anything about it, really. I didn't know anyone else who played it. I bought it, and after I played it, I told everybody to go play it.
Yeah. Right.
And it seems to do something that games, so many games today do so much about real stories, about real things, and I'm like, Saints Row the Third doesn't do any of that. It just throws you in. First 15 minutes was amazing, and all I want to do is keep playing. And it's... If games are escapism, then why not just do anything you want? Why not?
Sure.
You know, all weapons are phallic. Why not beat people with phallic objects? It's fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the most fun times I've had playing video games this generation.
Especially co-op. It's just pandemonium.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing about Saints Row the Third? I mean, that was one of your favorite games when it came out.
Yeah. So I like that open world formula. But like in GTA 4, I just sort of like lost interest. It just ran out of steam for me. Whereas in Saints Row, there's always like something new to do. It really got its hooks with me. It got its hooks into me with all the different like activities that you have to do around the city, taking over neighborhoods, going on demolition activities and things like that, and being able to just run around as a naked chick with huge boobs.
You did that too?
I thought that was just me.
I don't know. Like I don't take.
games too seriously, so I like a game that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Right. We always talk about it, right? Like, if you think about expanding games, right? If you're like pulling them out like taffy, like there's the room for the super serious.
You always
side.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I talk about it. This is you a go weird to one metaphor. Side, and you want
to. He talks to
you
himself.
Want the goofy. Yeah, of course.
You just in your room.
How am I so good at podcasting?
Video games. Podcasting in my head all the time.
And then you have the, you know, totally goofy ones. The games that are unabashedly a game. Like, I always talk about Tomb Raider that way, too, right? Like, great, I killed this deer, and I got some bolts, and now I have a better bow. Like, that doesn't make any sense, but it's awesome. That's what I want to do. You know what I mean? Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Real quick, too, I snuck him into the Saints Row 4 demo with me today. So
ooh,
that
nice.
Pays off to stop me while so I'm eating yogurt.
You saw the demo, too.
Yeah. Really, yeah, liked it a lot. Like I said, I'm totally motivated now to go back and finish Saints Row the third.
Hi.
Hi there. My name is Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Hey, I'm not very good in front of mic, so sorry if I like stammer a bit or anything.
You're doing
like
great.
Okay.
You're
better than me.
You are. I'm awesome. Surprised no one's brought this up. Maybe people think it's too old, but World of Warcraft. I thought pretty much, like, I think it's kind of burnt out. Maybe people think it's like, I definitely think it's past its prime. But you know, it wasn't even my favorite game. I didn't even really like it. I'm sort of a single player gamer.
Yeah.
I played vanilla WoW and got to like level 50 and stopped. But I mean, at the height of its power, you know. It was unbeatable. You couldn't make an MMO and try and get more players than that. It was like every MMO was trying to copy that and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I think that to deny its influence on this generation would probably be ignoring it.
Yeah. There's still almost 10 million people subscribing to that game every month. Yeah.
Pandaria just came out. It's still huge. There's tons of subscribers. I think that game is undeniably, like, if it is the most important game of the past 10 years because it changed radically, like, pay structure, the way we look at games, the way, monetization is handled and stuff like that. Everything is copying, even up to like Star Wars: The Old Republic. Like, it is a WoW clone. It is fucking WoW, but it's Star Wars.
Do you think we'll ever see another MMO with an audience as big as WoW?
When they
DC
do a
Universe
WoW
Universe Online is on its way. All right.
When they inevitably do a WoW sequel, yes.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. See, you did great on the mic.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
He's like me right before sex. I'm like, this isn't gonna be good. And then I knock it out of the fucking park.
5 minute rule.
Hi guys.
Speaking of, we have 5 minutes.
Oh, we have 5 minutes. All right.
Hi, that's what I was meaning.
Should we start going fast?
Fast. Lightning round.
Go.
My name is Paul. I appreciate everyone that thinks that. Lightning. Oh. I like games that define their own systems, so I was gonna say Legends of the Skyward Sword, but I'm gonna change that around.
Oh,
while it defined the Wii, I'm gonna say that Metal Gear Solid 4 defined the PlayStation 3.
Metal Gear Solid 4. Well played. Wow, fans here.
Best fist fight of all time.
Metal Gear Solid 4, amazing game that I love, but I for me, the reason I can't do it right is because that is totally for me, like we're talking about Mass Effect or Rock Band. That's to be continued, right? It's the finale that if you sat down and played Metal Gear Solid 4, you have no fucking idea what's happening. If you didn't play the other ones, if you what?
Yeah. He said it defines how we watched our games. Yeah.
There's something to be said for that. I'm a huge Metal Gear fan. I like those experiences too. I didn't need Drebin and I didn't need the monkey and I didn't need certain things, but I loved it. I mean, when we went back to Shadow Moses, holy fucking shit.
That was
Are you
great.
Kidding
right?
me?
That was great.
God damn.
Good pick.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jake.
Hey, Jake.
God of War 3.
God of War 3.
Best looking game, wow. Biggest battles, great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
good
music.
Yeah. And I'm done. No, he makes good points. God of War, beautiful. I mean, Kratos still the worst character in video games, but
correct.
Ares, Calliope.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Connor.
Hey, Connor.
Hey, Connor.
I'm really surprised that no one really brought this up, but Fallout 3.
Ah. Yeah.
Colin Moriarty would be very happy if you were here.
I love Fallout 3. It's hard for me. There's a lot of bugs in that game.
Right.
I think there are other games that I like as much that are more polished, so I think those end up winning out. But I love Fallout 3.
They're still updating it, too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then the DLC and then just being thrown out into the world with a varying amount of weapons and armor and a lot of voice acting and companions and all that stuff just blended it together.
Endless quests. Really cool stories. Yeah. Always something neat.
Now, Connor's shirt and hat remind me of a very significant game that no one has brought up
in
this generation. I'm not going to say it. Maybe someone in line is going to say it. Maybe someone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe someone's going to say it. I don't know.
Hi, my name is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Adam.
And my favorite game of this generation is Skyrim.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Show everybody your certs.
Yeah.
Why do you like Skyrim so much?
Well, it's just a beautiful game, and it's not just beautiful graphically. It's just everything comes together. The music, the world of Tamriel, and the quests. And I just love it so much.
Yeah, I love Skyrim too. Really good pick. Yeah.
And it can kind of consume my life.
And what's that?
It kind of consumed my life.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
I'm really 54.
Hi, I'm Eric.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
Nothing really.
just hanging out podcasting.
I'm going to submit Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Because there's so much that you can do with it, and everything, you have to make this, you have to make that. And then also you can add so much more to it, because I use Technic, the Technic launcher, and it adds in so much more. Mm. And you can just add more and more.
Yeah, talk about a game that changed everything.
Yeah, it's an experience you define, and it's kind of set a new standard for like how developers look at how they release their games too.
True. Yeah, Valve's doing that with early access. They're adopting the Minecraft model.
Yeah, really good pick. Great pick.
Yep.
1 minute.
Why, hello there.
Hi.
My name's Windchime.
Hi, Windchime.
Windchime.
My game, it is Uncharted 3.
There you go.
What?
don't poo-poo his game.
Now, you gotta hear me out here. Uncharted 2, it was a spectacle, but come on. Sully.
Yes.
He's the man.
Sully is the man.
You'd hardly had him in the other games, but then here we go with this game, and he's a kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
you get sad for the man.
Clearly, I like the Uncharted series. And the reason I didn't like Uncharted 2 as much as I liked Uncharted 3 is that Uncharted 2 is beat for beat Uncharted 1's story. I wonder if this guy's going to betray me in the very... Yep, there he goes. No, okay, well, now me and Elena are broken up, and I wonder if we're going to go through the same falling in love again. We did. Now, of course, you're broken up in 3-2. Spoilers. I don't know why they did that. But you're talking about it, right? That it was a buddy movie. It was Sully and Drake, and it was their story and their thing. And that when you get... Like, we did the spoiler cast about it, right? And we were all like, I don't even know what Marlo's really trying for. She wants that thing out of there. That's all I need to know. She's trying to get loot, all right? She's just out there trying to capture loot. That's more believable than some motherfucking bald guy drinking blue sap getting all... Whatever. Good job. Sorry. Good job, Windchime.
Now, do we need to clear this room for another panel? Like, we're at it. Okay. Sorry.
All right. So
we actually are out of time. But what do you have something to say?
Well, yeah. I was just gonna say, out of all the games that everybody mentioned, the only game that came up three times was BioShock.
BioShock. Yeah.
So
that's totally safe.
Is that our unofficial GameScoop panel?
Unofficially, it seems choice. To be a very popular choice. That and Portal 2. We got a lot of support for Portal 2.
Yeah.
As well. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we're totally going to hang out and talk with you guys for a while. We don't have anywhere to be.
Everyone line in the hall. In the hall.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to move back to the hall.
Yes.
Is that where we're giving shirts out to? We have shirts.
We have shirts to give away to if you didn't get a shirt yesterday.
We're going to give shirts out there or in here.
Yeah. Along this wall. Okay, this wall, and then we'll hang out with you guys outside. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for tuning into GameScoop and IGN. We love you.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.